Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. Isaiah 61:1. Isaiah 61 is among Abraham Lincoln's favorite chapters. Was not this mission burned into his soul? During his presidency, he quoted from the Bible often. He paid a great price to carry out his mission. By the end of the war, he was 30 pounds underweight, a mere skeleton of a man in clothes. He was all about mercy, forgiveness, and restoration, illustrated by his terms of surrender to the Confederate Army. There was to be no punishment or confiscation of property. The soldiers were only to return to their homes and carry on with their lives. Though he was warned many times of assassination plots against him, he paid them no heed. He was not afraid. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. His powers of speech held Americans in awe and gave them inspiration and hope. He accomplished all these things through great patience and perseverance. He seemed unflappable, no matter what the circumstances. He was one of the most hated presidents. The South hated him for his quest to free the slaves. The North hated him for plunging the nation into war. He endured tragedy at home. Only one of his four sons survived to adulthood. He saw his wife Mary through a temporary period of insanity. Through all of this, he persevered and completed his mission.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.